Life Balance Check. Introduction by Peter Amsterdam.
I was thinking about a time when I struggled with ongoing back pain, which made it difficult for me to work at my computer, and it also hindered my sleep and exercise. Within that time period, I also had some faulty dental work done, resulting in significant pain. I had to go to a different dentist who had to redo all the work on my teeth. Throughout that time, I was falling further and further behind in my work and other responsibilities, yet I kept pushing through despite the pain and lack of sleep. This ongoing pain, the pressure in my work, and having a difficult time keeping up in other aspects of my life put me under a great deal of stress. This was detrimental to my health, attitude, and spiritual life. When I was thinking, praying, and reflecting on the subject of stress, the Lord highlighted two important points. First, a renewed sense of how important it is to take care of our bodies, minds, and spirits proactively. I had stayed on the treadmill of work and obligations to the point that I was allowing myself to be under too much stress. Second, I saw that I can make choices to bring more balance into my life, even in challenging, busy, and stressful times. If we consider life balancing activities a luxury, then they will be the first thing to go when our work, family, or personal life enters a particularly taxing period. But if we view our life balance and overall well-being as the foundation upon which we can best care for our family and loved ones, do creative and quality work, be available for God's purposes, and be present and engaged in life, then we will be more determined to find ways to build these key balancers into our daily lives. I consider these choices toward life balance to be a part of our obedience to the Lord. I took time to reflect. I took a personal life check of sorts, and in the process wrote down 7 major areas that are some of the keys to life balance. These are not new concepts. They are widely accepted as foundational building blocks for healthy, balanced living. While the first point directly supports our faith as Christians, non-believers also find great value in meditating or taking some form of quiet time. Here are the major life balance areas I have reflected on. 1. Time with the Lord. 2. Health. 3. Exercise. 4. Managing stress. 5. Personal growth. 6. Relationships, family and friends. 7. Giving back and generosity. It was beneficial for me to think through each of these points and determine how I was doing. This personal life check exercise underscored the value of taking time to evaluate my life, not only when I have a health crisis, but rather as an ongoing preventive care. Each of us should seek the Lord about our life balance during the various seasons of our lives. We can't assume that what was good in the past is still good. As our situations change, what we need changes. In this series of articles, I will discuss the 7 topics listed above in relation to cultivating and nurturing a healthy, balanced life. While these points aren't the all in all, they are fairly universal to each person's overall health, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. We should aim to have an overall plan to invest in each of these areas, as they are important aspects of our lives and will help us to live the plans of hope that God has for us. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. I'd like to make a couple of clarifications. One size does not fit all. Each of us will find different ways to achieve and maintain improved life balance. The Lord can help you to tailor solutions to your particular needs. Get ahead of the game. Don't wait until you are stressed out or have a crisis to address these needs. Consider this a proactive challenge. Don't try to do everything at once. Start small and work up to more. Utilize routines and habits. It's worthwhile to evaluate your routines as you consider these points. It can be helpful to build habits around some of these key points so that you're addressing these aspects of life regularly by making them a part of your recurring schedule or activities. Keep it simple. Start with something that doesn't require a lot of planning. Share a cup of coffee or a relaxed meal with your spouse or a friend, or sit together for some prayer time. Taking a walk in nature might also help you to cast your burdens on the Lord. Be deliberate. We know that stress is a killer, and we generally have limited time, so we have to deliberately bring balance into our lives. You can combine. While these 7 points are listed individually for evaluation purposes, several of them can be combined and addressed in one time slot. These aren't single tracks. If you can mesh and overlap them, all the better. There is no specific blueprint for achieving a balanced life. My goal with this series is to bring renewed attention to this important topic. We are in different phases and seasons of life. If you have a family, children, or grandchildren who live with or near you, and you're very involved in their lives, the family pocket will probably take a bigger chunk of your time. If you live a more solitary life, you may have more time to invest in other activities. Each of us has to discover what works best for us. Whatever your personal situation, you can hold on to this beautiful promise from Isaiah in support of God's desire for us to be led, guided, and strengthened by Him through our every challenge in life. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Isaiah 58:11.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.